If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what the crap?
Now you're saying it wrong, Tommy.
No, it's so what the crap.
Swadika.
Is female. If you're a woman,
right. Yeah.
If you're a man, you got to go so what the crap.
Crap.
No. So what the crap? Like that. Yes. I'm in Thailand. I'm in Thailand, boys. I've come to Bangkok.
So just as the tremors have subsided.
And I've also come to Thailand. No, sorry, go on.
As the tremors have subsided, you thought you'd go ahead and create more hangama there now.
Well, you know, I heard this was a dangerous place to be. And You know me, I am danger. That's my middle name.
You're on the edge.
No, we had this trip booked for ages, like since last year.
Yeah.
Because obviously we sold the house, as you all know, right? So and I was supposed to come to Thailand with my missus like 14 years ago, and actually the BBC land. Can I get a BBC connection to this?
Oh, go on.
Right.
Are they paid
booked.
For it?
Quite the opposite. I lost my deposit because of them. So I remember. So obviously, you're a freelance presenter. You know, you dream of making it the BBC, right? I'm doing the odd shift here and there. I'm doing the odd cover shift, the odd little weekend thing. That's it, the BBC. And then the BBC go, right. I just got married, and they go, right. We'd like to offer you the drive time show, starting in you know, this February date. I went, brilliant, yes, 100%, love to do it, have regular work, excellent, but I can't go on that date because I've got Thailand booked, and I had it booked with the missus. This is 14, 15 years ago,
right.
and the boss at the time, Andy, he goes, you gotta start on that date.
I remember all that palaver that was going on.
Wow.
And I said, well, why? I said, like, you know, like, surely it doesn't matter, like, you know, whether I start 1 week or 1 week later. And they said, yes, it does. Because they said, we would like you to sign up first. We'd like you to join up so that the following week, we're going to announce the station's closing. And I went, huh? Why would I want to sign up then? And he sold the dream well. He went, we think you're going to be a part of the turnaround story. We think you can add so much, this much, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And actually, it sold me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be the man. Turned out I was the man, but I didn't know I was going to be the man. But it wasn't just me. It was me and all the other things they changed at the station. And then it started going up. And then you boys came along and it went up and up and up even more. And blah, 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 blah. And that's what happened. But so ever since then, my point is, we've never gone to Thailand, and here we are because we're not in a house. We're living with my parents at the moment, and I thought maybe this is a good time to cash it in. So yeah, so everybody says that same welcome. So why do you say it in that tone? Like, their tone of talking over here is like, it's like almost Mickey taking, like, oh, hello, look at you. You know, like,
they're just being polite, and that's the way they're polite.
Can I be honest? Bro, they are the nicest people. Like, it's ridiculously nice. Everything about Thai people is so chungi. They're so biare. Like even when we're at the hotel and the woman's kind of checking us in, and they take the bags up to the room, but they kind of go, come and sit here and have your like little dolia and your Barney the glass, and let's get some cookies for the kids. But like, she was like kneeling next to us. Then, like, you know, you feel bad, like, we're sitting in the chairs and she's kneeling on the floor. They're just, and I said to Milo, I said, look at that. I said, that's their way of being humble. and saying, look, I'll kneel. I said, it's so, yeah, they're very, very lovely people, but here we are in the very humid heat, and I'm in Bangkok at the moment, and then we go off
to do some island stuff. What's the time there?
11 o'clock, coming up to 11 o'clock now.
Oh, it's a late one for you, mate.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what day or time. I feel like you now, Satch, like the traveling jet, you know. No, just because I don't know when I left. I can't work. So what time is it where you, you're 4:35 now?
Coming up to 5, yeah.
Yeah, because it was 7 hours difference, but now it's 6 hours difference because the clock's changed, didn't they? Just before we went. So on Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, I left my house.
Right.
And now here I am Monday night in Bangkok. So, because we went and watched Minecraft, the film. There was that press screenings of that in the afternoon for the family.
Yeah. So they do a little kit
on Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
Right.
Went there, saw H-Dami. H-Dami was there with his kids as well and his missus. Susie Mann was there as well with her boy as well. And so they all watched, well, not just them lot. I mean, there was a whole packed cinema because it was the big Minecraft press premiere screening. In fact, first time Minecraft had taken over all of Leicester Square. They had like the kind of celebby one going down, premiere in one cinema, Cineworld, and then they had the press one, which is where we were, like in the View in Leicester Square. So they were like, oh yeah, you're press, you're over there, you go watch it with the non-stars, but if you were with the stars, you get to go in the big one. But anyway, so saw Minecraft. That was brilliant, actually, because it's Jack Black and what's his name, Jason Momoa. He's so funny in it. But
Jennifer Coolidge is in it as well.
Yeah, she is. And is she them? Okay, yes, that's right.
What is Minecraft?
The game.
Oh wow.
No, but what is it?
It's a game. So you have to build blocks and stuff like that, wouldn't it?
Oh, all right.
I think you missed that one.
Did you miss it? So it's, you build your own world. Because Minecraft is too young for me. And I thought you would probably be down with it, Sacha. But I was like, oh, yeah,
no.
Sacha don't play games, though.
I'm not a gamer. I don't even know what it is. I keep seeing it pop up everywhere. Minecraft. What the bloody hell is Minecraft?
Okay, so as kids, it's a game. You go into it, you build your blocks, and you kind of, you know, you build up your world and your houses and cities and towns.
Like the Sims.
A bit Roblox-y,
but it's a bit more square, a bit more Lego-y.
Yeah, it's very blocky, but it's known for that now. That's become its kind of character signature. Like
dogs are square, pigs are square.
Yeah.
And then
what happens in the thing? but you know, like Lego, like how they do the Lego films.
Yeah,
a bit like that. It's all a bit blocky, this is Saki. It's funny. It's a good film. Look, the kids loved it. The kids were going mad for it. In fact, the hype around this film was big because Milo was like, "Oh, everyone at school's talking about it. People are doing this as their kind of birthday party to go and see the film as well." So yeah, went there. They do the fun in the foyer. They take pictures and you do all this kind of stuff with the, you know, promo-y bits and bobs, and there's drinks and food and nibbles and popcorn. This was the most exciting part of, like, people in the audience. Woman sat next to me with her kid, and the kid was sat next to me. His name is Alex, and I gave him a little spud. I went, "All right, neighbor." And he went, "All right." I went, "Excited about this?" He goes, "Yeah." "Did you play Minecraft?" He goes, "Yeah." I went, "Brilliant." And I went, "Who's that?" And his mum said her name, right? And I went, "What do you do?" And she said, "Oh, I work for," and I forget the company, but it's the company that own Oreo. She goes, "And Oreos have partnered up with it, and we did the partnership deal." And I thought, that's exciting. Imagine working at Oreo and go, right, you're doing the partnership deal to work with a big movie like that. So anyway, did all that, watched the film, left the film, straight to the airport, and then we've come here on a night flight.
I'm so jealous, because you are in the land of The White Lotus, season 3 at the moment. It's ongoing, are there, and I couldn't be more jealous of anybody, because you're right there. The way you even said "Swadiga," that's how they're all like greeting each other in the hotel. Can you please go to one of the White Lotus hotels, please?
Where is this one actually? Because I still haven't got around to watching it. I've been watching other things on the way here, which we'll come to. But what do you know where it is in Thailand?
I'll find you the details, because there are a few. They're in a few hotels. It's not just the one.
Oh, are they?
But there are a few that they're filmed in, and it looks.
That is so sad, Kedge.
It's not.
That is so sad. Why would you want to go and see where? Number one, going to see a hotel where you don't live. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, but these hotels are amazing.
I don't care. What do you mean? Like, this is so weird.
It's so sexy to watch, though, Satch. I haven't seen the series, but 1 and 2 just made me want to go to, I think it was Italy was the last one.
Italy was the last one, yeah.
And then Hawaii was the one before that. Mm-hmm. Bro, you know they talk about food porn, this is hotel porn. This is view porn. This is like, you know, it just, everything about what you're seeing on screen is sexy, is hot. It's just lovely. I bet they do. And you know what? I should be watching.
We might see you we might see you in episode 8 at this rate. You never know. You might be in it.
They're like, everyone's
going,
yeah.
The brown lotus.
The thing, Tommy in the swimming pool is brown floatus. Like, there he is.
Speaking
of floatus, what was that thing you sent us in the group earlier about the toilet seat? What was that all about?
The toilet in the hotel room. My God. It's got everything. Firstly, you go in, right? No light switch. The toilet light comes on. Yeah. Then the seat comes up. The seat in the toilet, right?
I love when it's
then they've got...
How does it know they're going to use the toilet?
Because you've walked in to the toilet.
It's got a sensor. Nose.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't get them in travel lodges and ibises and where you stay, mate.
And then the light comes on. They've got strip lighting in the rim of the toilet underneath. Then it glows up the toilet inside. Wow. And then I was sitting there and I looked, turned around to my right and I saw the panel and it's got, oh, by the way, as soon as I go to sit down, the seat's heated. So the toilet seat's heated. And then it's got
toasted buns.
Did you see the buttons? Yeah. It's got buttons like massage, like what kind of like the rinse you want, hard rinse, soft rinse.
I saw that air blowing thing. I was a bit confused about that.
It's a hairdryer over a crack.
Yeah. Oh. So it will wash you and dry you. Full service. I told you.
Brilliant. Even the machines. How was it? Did you enjoy it?
It was a strange sensation.
Yeah.
It was a strange sensation, you know, because you got to relax. And I don't think
where you're sitting at the moment, it looks like you're on it at the moment.
Do you mean relax? What were you doing? Clenching?
No, well, you know, okay. On that note, I've just been from two extremes. I've just been on the aeroplane where you can't... I was getting annoyed because...
Can't relax.
My thighs are too big to open my leg. Like, you know, I'm sat almost with my knees together.
Yeah, it's more like a funnel, isn't it, really, that gets created.
And that doesn't lend itself to going to the toilet, you know? Yeah. Like, you need to kuladulai up a little bit.
Yeah.
So now I've gone from, like, prison circumstances to nice kuladulness. It was too extreme. Right. But nice to be here. It's the humidity outside, even just now. We've just come in from having some food out and it's warm. It's, you know, like the tuk-tuks all going around. Taxis are green and yellow. High-rise buildings everywhere. There's that mustiness. It sort of feels a bit Abu Dhabi, Dubai-esque, a bit India-esque. You know, it's kind of got it all kind of going on. But there's just a buzz. There's a nice buzz around it. And so it's fun to be here. Fun to be here.
Love that.
Yeah, well, so while you're away, I was looking at the weather this week, and Tommy, for the next 2 weeks, no rain forecasted on any of the apps, which I thought, hang on a minute, we're in, I'd say April now, because it's end of March today. It's a bit early, isn't it, for it to be this warm and sunny?
I'm a little bit annoyed, because I'm away for 2 weeks. So literally, I go away, the first day they say, yep, no rain for 2 weeks, then we're going to have a lovely couple of weeks.
Heat wave, mate.
Is it actually heat wave or is it a dry wave?
It's a dry. It's a dry wave, but it's a heat because we're getting up to 17, 18 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 14. It's looking good. 15 all next week.
I'll take that over April showers all day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for the holidays as well, it's perfect.
Yeah, for the holiday. Yeah, kids are off, isn't it, next week. So it kind of led me to think. That's it. I've got to do it, boys. First cut of the year. The grass.
Ooh, such is trim.
Honestly. And I've been putting it off for a few weeks, man. Because like some days it's a bit hot. Then it'll rain. And I'm like, I don't want to do it when it's wet. Might be a bit wet underneath. So I'll wait for it to fully dry out.
You have to go in dry. Some people go in wet.
No, it gets all slippery with this, like with the machine.
Yeah. And then obviously it could even get caught up in your machine work.
So I thought, let it dry out. So yeah, this week, and do you know, I'm dreading it a bit, boys, because I know it's going to take me at least half a day to get through this. Like
because you let it grow during the winter period, don't you?
It's so long, honestly.
Strange. It normally shouldn't have grown that much though. But if you cut it in October,
I'll send you a picture
for 9 months.
Do a little TikTok reel, like a before and after, where you like clap your hands or change your outfit, and then.
Oh no, I ain't got time for that. I'll send you a picture. But it's I've got.
You just get a picture, Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'll give you a picture.
Before and after.
But yeah, like, so, you know, and I was thinking about it, and I was just like, usually me and Tommy are in sync cutting our grass. Yeah. But he ain't got a house this year. So I was just like, I thought about it, and I was like, do you do it at your dad's?
No, I don't. It's weird. I probably should step up and cut my dad's grass, but it's almost like
I can't see Tommy cutting his dad's garden. I just can't see that happening. Do you know what I mean? I just think it becomes a bit awkward.
Why?
Well, it's because it's not his garden, and then like his dad wants to have his garden cut a certain way. Tommy wouldn't know how he wants to cut his garden. You know, he's bringing in his old school patterns and methods that he would have for his garden.
And my dad's got a peculiar bush or two. You know,
he's got
a little sort of shrubs there and trees over there and something else over there. Whereas my garden wasn't like that. My garden was flat, green, straight, bosh. And actually, that was a nice thing about mowing it. You just go up and down, and you're done in 20 minutes. No bumps, no lumps, no nothing. He's a bit up and down. And then there's other things to factor in.
I would invite you to my garden because I know you can do the job because ours are similar.
Right.
Oh, you've got similar gardens.
Yeah. So the flat, easy way. But the new house, by the way, isn't going to be like that. The new house is going to be up and down, bubbly, bubbly. So that's why I'm like,
you've got to get practice in there, mate.
As you're now just saying this, I've just realised there's certain things at my dad's house I just don't do because I'm at his. Even though, I'm his son and I should have stepped up and cut the grass, I don't take the bins out. I've never taken the bins out. I've been there five months now.
That's
a bit. But,
no, it's not that I don't take the bins out.
I didn't expect that from you.
I tell you,
two things. We record now on a Monday night.
Who takes the bin out?
Right. One of the other residents, either my mum...
Yeah.
My dad. I don't even think my wife does it. I don't think my wife is there.
So you let them at their grand old age.
I don't let them.
When you're there, you just watch them as they sort of step over your foot and then.
I bring it back in. I bring the bins back because I'm there. Because on Monday night is when the bins go out and we're recording a podcast. So when I leave for the podcast, wherever we're recording it, some restaurant, wherever, the bins are in. When I come back, I go, oh, look, they put the bins out. And I know they've got little techers as well. Like my dad likes to not put the bins. He likes to put the bins right by the edge of the drive, but he leaves them a little bit on the pavement because he goes, if you don't, the bin man will pass you by.
They'll say it correctly.
Yeah, you got to kind of you got to be in their face a little bit. So he likes to protrude. So I might not set it up right, so I don't get involved in that. He does that, and then I bring them in on the Tuesday.
Do you know what, Tommy? This is going to be a problem when you actually do move back because you're going to forget to put the bins out. You ain't going to trim any of your bushes. Your grass is going to be wonky. Do you know? Like he ain't done the things that you should be doing for about a year or so.
Bro, I was thinking
it's all going to be in the muddle.
And not on top of that. It's been a bit cushy because you don't have to pay for Sky, you know, things like that.
Ooh.
Sky, right? Because that's what he then. Even heat, gas, electricity, done. Yeah, yeah, I'm still paying council tax on my other house, and obviously the one they're doing work on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be in for a bit of a shock. I'm like coasting a little bit at the moment. I'm like living off of them. But
next when you move out, you're gonna ring up Sky and be like, oh yeah, I'm moving. Can you move the box over to that house?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. What's your date of birth? I give my dad's date of birth. Yeah, that's me.
Cool. We'll
but it's also nice because even like last week, like you, it sounds really bad. Like as a boy, I get my mum's sympathy still. You know, like you don't get that from your wife. You don't get that from your wife. You get a little bit from your wife. You'll get like, all right, you're all right. You know, okay, so last week I had that injection, didn't I, for my hip. I told you I got the osteoarthritis and all that. I'll tell you about how that went. But when I had that, like my mum would like kind of check on you and go, you're all right.
Did she give you a cuddle?
No, she doesn't actually, because I think it's a little bit awkward actually, because my wife's there. She can't be kind of coming in with like, I'll look after my son.
Yeah, like move over, Benny. Yeah, I'll give him a cuddle.
Yeah. And then Ben's gonna be like, hold on, it's all right. He's a grown ass man and he's my husband. I got this. So you know, but then I'm not saying that they're fighting at me because they're not. but my mum would just go, so Tikia? I was like, it's a bit sore actually today, Mum. And it was the day I had the injection, it was sore.
Yeah, but you know
and
what you're doing as well. You know what you're playing the game as well. Like, you know, Mum.
Okay. Did she make you aloo alla parate because you weren't feeling well?
No, she made me prawn tip with chicken curry, which is my favorite, right? So, so I smashed with sabji, with the gopi and aloo sabji.
Love it.
Which are just beautiful.
See, so she made you full dinner because you weren't well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What did my wife do?
Kick in the hip.
Exactly. Tie my laces together. Push me down the stairs. Gonna go, Has that fixed it? Pussy. Slaps the back of my head as I walk past.
But
actually, you know, you're right. I'm smirking because I sort of did go to my mum, like, you know, like, say, yeah, it's a little bit sore actually. Because I feel like
you put it on.
I can tell her. But if my wife asks, she goes, how is that? I go, it's all right. It's all right. You know, I'm going to give it a couple of days, see how it feels. But can I tell you what actually happened? Because I think I sort of underestimated this procedure. It's a steroid injection for osteoarthritis in my hips, right? Apparently, my arthritis is quite bad. It doesn't actually hurt that bad. It just pinches, a bit sore, whatever. And I thought with a bit of training, with a bit of building up a bit of muscle, I think I'll be all right actually with it.
Yeah.
But he said, if you have this injection, it alleviates some of the pain. And it's worked. It has worked virtually instantly. Within that next day, it was a bit sore. Then after that, it's good. I've been on the flight for 12 hours today. It's good. I'm not sore. Like I'm so, really, right? So, had that. But when I got to the hospital to have it done, it was like a full on, like, it was like I'm going in, you know, because they were
surgery.
They had three different people come in and ask me, do the same sort of survey. Have I had any reactions to any, you know, what's it called? Anesthetics, not anesthetic, yeah, anesthesia. What's the word? Anesthesia. Have I had a reaction to any of that in the past?
Anesthesia.
When was that's the thinker, isn't she?
Same thing, yeah.
Do you have a reaction to anesthesia? Yeah, whenever a song comes on, I'm in love. Let me get up and start singing. And all that. And then it was just quite, it just felt quite intense. And then you see, I'm in the room on my own. Then it's like, oh, there's your robe. There's your socks to put on.
Yeah, was it the robe with the arse out?
But she said put this on. It was like a double robe, actually. She put this on, then you put this other robe on. And these are the special they gave me like a netted kachi, you know, like a netted pair of boxer shorts.
Ooh, naughty.
Like you know, imagine, like, you know how like Jamaicans wear string vests. You know, like it's got gaps in the.
What's the point of that?
Isn't it?
Bro.
Isn't it? What's that? Like that's like what you get your fruit in.
Yeah, but basically, but you want to be able to see the fruit.
He had his fruit in there, didn't he?
Yeah, I did. But it wasn't designed to cover up the fruit. It was designed to sort of vaguely hold the fruit together whilst they move the fruit around and maybe make a little fruit salad. I don't know what they're going to do.
Are you sure you went to hospital or was it somewhere else that you went?
Went in Thailand?
No, it wasn't. You had to pay extra for this. No, I'm kidding. But it was, and I remember, because look, this one, I sent you guys the picture of the netted kachi, right? So you've seen it. It's that. It's like an area, and I thought, this is weird. I said to my wife, I go, look at this. She goes, look, you love it. She goes, you love it, don't you? I do love it a little bit.
He does love it.
I've never worn sexy underwear.
It's fruit in a basket.
I ain't going to lie. I felt like a stripper. You know, like I felt like this is what a stripper would wear. And, you know, I'm in the room on my own. I'm kind of getting ready. I'm putting it on. I'm giving myself a little look in the mirror. I'm going, you know what? It's all right, you know. It's kind of hot, you know.
God. So, I mean, you know, Kedge could have come in and put a fiver in your jendies.
I mean, there might have been a lot of things falling out before I could even get anywhere near it.
There'd be no way of holding it. Yeah, exactly. You'd have to push stuff back. It was like a leak. But I had this kind of strong Jamaican auntie come and sort of take me down. I know she's breaking. You know how Jamaica, they wear like a scarf over their dreadlocks, you know, when their dreadlocks all tied up and they've got almost like their own sort of chunni, basically. So she had that, right, just strong Jamaican accent. She took me down, right? She was firm, she was friendly, she was direct, she was honest. Like when she came in with another nurse, the nurse was going, so, you know, have you done it? And she went, you know, I had no reaction. You know, she's like, bang, you know, she's a bit like, she's just shouting, and I was like, no, nothing like that. So she would talk like that. And the others were talking a bit polite. But anyway, this Jamaican lady takes me down to the theatre, and I go into the theatre.
Oh, it's all a bit serious, isn't it?
Right. It's it's like a very clinical looking room, quite a large room with just one bed in the middle. Do you know what I mean? It was like,
Tommy, are you sure they gave you an injection or did they take something out?
Bro, I won't be surprised. They're probing me for something else. Who knows? If, you know, we'll find out soon enough. When
because like when you working. Go for an injection, all you do is you go like this and you pull your t-shirt up and.
Oh yeah, the injection in the hip. It wasn't general anaesthetic. I was telling you because they were going, you're going to go under. It's local anaesthetic, and he said you're still going to be aware of what's going on. Nope, not me. Boom, I was gone.
Oh, were you?
I was out. I was out. I didn't even know it happened, and then I woke up in another room, and then another nurse is talking to me there, like talking me kind of background. But while in there, so Jamaican lady takes me down, takes me into that room, all a bit intimidating, and I'm looking at this Asian. Ish looking woman. She's got like they've all got the hairnet things on and all the green kind of, you know, medical wear, and there's about three or four of them in the room. And I'm thinking, crap man, this all looks a bit more serious than I wanted it to be. But one of the Asian women is smiling, so I smile, but I don't really look at her because I'm sort of looking around at the bed and I'm getting a bit nervous, and I'm in my see-through kachi and my little robe thing, right? And I realize, flipping hell, the woman who's smiling is a school mum. Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
She's what the hell? The fruit basket.
Right. And I went. And
she's seen it now.
No, but hold on a minute. She hasn't seen nothing yet, right? Because I've got the robe on.
The robe's coming off.
Someone play the tunes. Someone play Anastasia, please. Right. And then so I'm there. I'm laying on the bed, and then obviously she walks past again, and I twig who she is because now I've actually looked up. Went, oh, I said, sorry, I didn't even look at your face. I didn't look at you. I was just kind of taken aback by all the people going around and all that. She goes, oh no, she goes, you'd be surprised. She goes, we see quite a few school parents in here, but and we're talking away. And as she's talking to me, Jamaican buddy comes along in front of this school mum who I know, well, sort of, I don't know her name, but I know, like I see her every day and just kind of, you know, a little nod and all that.
Yeah.
And Jamaican buddy pulls my robe out the way and pulls my kachi down, like, forcefully.
So I'm fully
on display to the extent that the Indian school mum because they were getting ready for action, right? They were getting ready to do it all, but she actually, so tell her, Jamaican lady went, oh, just like lift up your hips. So like I thought she was saying, like, lift your hips up, like, let's, you know, like, I don't know, like, let's see your test your strength on, like, your sort of, you know, like when you're lying on your back and you push your pelvis up in the air. And as I did that, she just pulled the kachi down. So I'm now all on display in front of a school mum who I sort of don't know.
But out of
politeness stroke awkwardness, the school mum walks off like, oh yeah. But then kind of said, she'd already said,
I'm
think
surprised
this is her
she didn't start Instagram live for the school.
No. Oh god.
and then Tommy, you should have asked, can you pick up the kids today, please?
Yeah, exactly. I'm a bit busy if you don't mind. And you know, we were having a conversation. I went, oh, so what school are they at now? Oh yeah, so she's gone into year five over there, and she's over. And so having that, and then bang, oh, it's like, you know when you're checked, when you're in the sports hall, and your mate goes behind you, and he pulls, you know, in the gym class, and your mate just whip your pants down, and then all of a sudden you just kind of. But this one, I couldn't even reach for them. I couldn't even pull them back up. She's done it, all that, and then out walking this Indian mum, a school mum, kind of walks off, and then and that's it, and then yeah, so there I am, and then they put the injection in. I'm out of it, and then I wake up, and here we are. So it worked out right in the end. But you should almost not have anyone in that world that you know. I think you should, if you're going to do anything like this, any operation like this, or any procedure, you need to do it out of town. You need to go to another town where you don't know.
Turkey.
Get it all done as well.
I can imagine that being a bit. But as long as this fixed you.
Yeah, and just before they said, oh, we're going to put in your anaesthetic thing, right? And I said, oh, what is it? And they went, and they put it in, and they were telling me, they went, oh, this one's called midazolam, midazolam, right? And then I don't know what happened. I think that's, the anaesthetic is like
midazolam.
Go on. Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's what I thought. That sounds like something that, you know, like if you'd get, like, you know, when you
there was that craze of me.
When women used to
no, the vajazzle, right?
Oh, you're,
so on that note, I lay there. Now the anesthetic is kicking in. I went, my dazzling, and me dazzling you with my pants off.
Oh my god!
Is me dazzling you? Is me dazzling you? Like that. And they started laughing, and the main guy came in who had been my
and
kind of main
on the head.
Right. And then I started just kind of going, me dazzling everywhere we go. Me eyes are dazzling. Is it about me that's me dazzling? And then he goes, look, we're gonna give it a few minutes to kick in before we do any of the Sharpie bit. Right, meaning yeah. like, you know, the injection. And I went, ooh, Sharpie bit. And then I started taking the piss out of him. I went, is that a medical term? Did they teach you that at medical school? I go, it sounds like you're blagging it. Sounds like you're worse than me, mate.
They definitely took something out of you, mate.
Right. I go, where did you go to school? Did you go to school in Ilford, did you? Sharpie bits. I said, whoa. And that was it. And then I passed out. And then he told me afterwards, he goes, you're the only one that sort of went off on a little supposedly attempted a comedic rant and then just went to sleep.
It shows that you're nervous.
Yeah, I think
that's
it is.
You being nervous. Yeah.
For sure. But I got.
Can I just say, all of this sounds quite a lot of procedure and lack of clothing for an injection that you need in your hip.
Agree.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what was the point of, you know, sort of putting these jeddies on that, you know, from like Ann Summers, and then all of a sudden you got this big lady pulling them off in a certain way. Then you like, because all I've got is an image of Tommy doing a bridge naked.
Yeah, and with an audience.
With an audience, people clapping, yeah. you know, Instagram and live.
And then when she pulled the kachi down, it was like the bridge collapsed. So, you know, it was like,
what?
So it was that suspension bridge was wobbling. So it was, but she
love it.
Look, what I'm saying is, it's been a week. That's what I'm saying. It's been a week. It's been that. There's been live shows in Harrow. Did Bollywood Time Machine. Then we did the film screening of Minecraft. And now we're in Bangkok. It feels surreal. I don't even know whether I'm coming again. So I'm all.
Well, I mean, if you want, you can go and do some live shows in Bangkok as well. If you want.
I'm sure you can. I'm dazzling over there as well. I'm definitely dazzling. But please give me some stories of back home. Tell me something normal. Am I still alive? Is this actually happening?
So I had this really nice moment during the week where I went to a coffee shop, and it was a bit late in the day, but I was waiting for some friends, and then they messaged and said, oh, they're running late. And I thought, you know what? I just fancy a little cheeky coffee. So I went to this coffee shop, not that many people in there. But there was a brilliant range of cakes. And I was like, wow, this is rare to find a coffee shop this late in the day with this much of a range of cakes. So I ordered a coffee and I thought, you know what? Let's just have a cheeky slice of cake because they all look banging.
Plus you're running at the moment and all that. I think
yeah,
that's good.
And so I am eating sugar, a little bit of extra. Yeah, I am eating a little bit extra. I'm eating for two. So I ordered pregnant. This cake, which, and it was a big slice, a big chunky slice.
What was it? Vicky Sponge?
No, red well, velvet. It looked like it, but it had like, it was like blueberry and something, like lemon, and it was quite like an interesting combo. And I thought, I thought, you know what, it was different. I thought, let's just go for it. I'll try something, live on the edge. So I got it. And as I sat down, they gave me my coffee and I sat down, and then they were going to come and give my cake. When she came to give the cake, there were two slices on it. And I was like, oh, I don't think this is for me. She was like, no. She goes, you know what? It's the end of the day, and we're just going to give you two slices.
Have them both.
And I just thought, how nice is that? Sometimes there's some beautiful human beings on this planet.
Did you eat them both?
Yep.
Oh.
Oh, you did?
I thought you were going to take them alone.
Yeah, no. I thought that might be like a
I'm not result, carrying it home.
You know, and by the way, look, what is going on? And then last week when we did the podcast together at one of the restaurants, was it last week, the week before? You go, guys, I've got loads of leftover pizza from an amazing free pizza that you've got as well. Yeah. Right, that you gave one as well. So for the last 2 weeks, anything that's in a triangle shape, you're getting for free and excess amounts of pizza and cake. You know what? You need to go to a Toblerone party.
The dream. Somebody invite me to a Toblerone party. Forget any other party on any other island. I just want to be at a Toblerone party.
Yeah, you have to wear a see-through netted kachi, where just you use Toblerone just to cover up the essentials. I can get you to one. No, okay. But
by the way, Satch, how was the pizza?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
What was the? I want you to say because you
slice. So home, you know,
home slice.
Said, home slice. You've not heard of it? Mark Wogan, that's Terry Wogan's son. It's his restaurant. I was there having dinner with him, and the pizza.
Terry Wogan's son has got a pizza shop. Lovely.
Oh, like, but like, it's proper. Like, he's got a chain.
No, like, but what I mean, like, it. Look, this is what's happening. Like, Italian food doesn't have to be run by Italians. Wogan's are they're Irish, right?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, in a generation's time, then you're going to have do you remember John Major? Yeah. John Major's grandson. He's got the chain of Indian restaurants.
Curry-ass,
banging. They are some of the best ones ever. That's going to happen. That hasn't happened yet. Desi's are still running Desi restaurants. You get that Charlie Bingham. He's doing his meals. You know, that Charlie Bingham meals or whatever. Oh, his lovely butter chicken or whatever it is, the chicken tikka masala. That's about as close I've got. Or they might do the other recipe. But him to actually run an Italian restaurant, that's, I don't think that's going to happen for a few years yet.
Because I said, my boys would love to come here. And he goes, you know what? Anytime you want to come down, let me know. Guys, he does, all he does is pizza. And what I love about it, he just does pizza. 20
It's good.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Which one did you go to? I went to the one in Neil's Yard. Where's that?
What's it called? Borough Market. Neil's Yard. Sorry, that one, yeah.
Oh, no, I went to the one in Bank.
Oh, lovely.
Which is...
Yeah, no, it's good pizza.
Yeah, he's good. Franco Manco. Do we go Franco Manco together? We did, don't we? I feel like we went there once. Do good pizza.
I've not been Franco Manco.
No, I've not been either.
Okay. I thought me and you went, Kej, because I remember getting a veggie pizza there. But again, you know what was also interesting was, Kej, you and I both had the same technique telling Satch how to reheat that pizza when he got home.
Yeah. So it's like being told by your mum to, like, you know,
he told me how to do it.
I agree with Kedge's method. Yep.
Yeah.
So you put it in the pan. You basically fry the bottom of it in the pan. And then you put a bit of barney in the pan. Put a lid over it, and it steams the top of the cheese as well, so that all warms up. Everyone's talking about. And Satch was like, "Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm gonna microwave it." He goes, yeah. And then he was like, "Nah, forget it. You can have your pizza. Tell me how to eat it."
It's like I was getting told off by two of my parents to eat pizza the correct way. Hello, yeah. I'm 37.
Did you microwave it?
Yeah, I did microwave it.
Oh,
Kej, I don't give a crap about the way you warm pizza up. Shit.
It would have made it felt like new. Come back to life.
I think don't get me wrong, Kej, it was lovely pizza, but eating it there in the restaurant is just something.
Oh, of course.
When it comes straight out the fire and straight into your plate, it's amazing.
Lovely.
So seeing as you kind of had a good encounter this week, Kej, something happened to me this week and I was just a bit, it didn't annoy me, but I just thought, what was the point? So, obviously, you know, we go David Lloyd. And if you go at a certain time in the morning, between sort of 9 and 11, the car park is rammed in the one in the one that
very
I got
much to so. Me. Yeah.
And so I got there, sort of went around the car park twice, no parking. Then I saw a lady come out the centre and she was sort of walking towards her car. So I sort of hung back. Watch what she got into her car, and I kind of pulled up like sort of behind her to come out of her space for me to pull in. Lady pulls out, and I'm reversing my car into the spot. At the same time, another lady comes around the corner, and she starts kicking up with me, going, "I was going to go in there," and I was just like,
"Well, no, you weren't."
"Well, no, you weren't." I saw the lady walking up the road, like and do you know what, like, she was just being mouthy for no reason. I was just like, do you know, like, when you just can't be bothered to explain yourself, saying I've been waiting for her for like 3-4 minutes to get in her car, put her shit in like the boot, and, you know, like, and leave. Like, I've given her plenty of space, I've been waiting it, but she had the need to come around the corner and like sort of kind of have a go, saying so anyway, that happened. She was sort of mouthing off at the car. Then I jumped out the car to parked up, and I was walking towards the thing, and I could see her walking fast to come towards near me. And I was just like, have you still not built a bridge and got over this? Like, I don't know. Yeah. She comes over to me, goes, by the way, I found a space. And I was like, great, that's what you do in a car park. You find a space and you park in it. And I was just I just don't understand that. What is your issue?
Right. Okay. Satch, I can't believe you're saying this. The same thing happened to me this week. But so I'm going to ask you some questions about it, right? So the car parking space, you pulled up next to it and you're waiting to go into that space while someone undoes, puts their bag in or whatever it's fapping about. Yeah.
You give them time.
Now it's like shopping aisles, right? So people go up and down. You go up one way, down the other way. Is that the same way it works at your David Lloyd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. So, and to be fair, she came in the wrong way. And she was kind
I was going to ask you, had you gone in the wrong way?
I went in the right way, and she basically went the opposite way, and then she saw a car coming out, so she reversed all the way back, which is wrong.
What what would you, what do you think made her think that that space wasn't yours and should have been hers? What, why?
I don't know. Honestly, I was just baffled, like, to the point where I was just a bit laughing a bit. I'm like, are you, like, seriously, are you feeling all right? Like, you're like, why are you so dookie over a parking space?
Did it upset you that she got upset over it and she was in the wrong to get upset over it?
It didn't upset me, but I just thought, honestly, why, you're upset. Yeah, it wound me up a bit. Yeah, yeah.
So let me tell you. I go into the, I go down again. I'm following the right way of the arrows, and I turn in. But the David Lloyd, there's only two lanes where people drive up and down. So sometimes those lanes are interchangeable. But I've come in one way, turned right, going down the next one, seen a space which is up my end of that line. You know, up the end of that little pathway before you turn again at the bottom. Right. So as that car pulls out, I go up. I reverse in. I've now reversed in. And the car, I did half notice it, it turned in from the bottom as I'm going into the space. So I'm in the space as that car's driven all the way up that thing and is now in front of me while I'm already backed up in it. So obviously I was closer because by the time it took her to drive straight, I've reversed into the space before the car's pulled away. And she did something like she clapped or waved really cheesily.
Yeah,
an idiot. Like an idiot, I just thought they were fans. So I just waved back, right? I'm not going to naturally assume you're being sarcastic.
Yeah.
And then I realized she was being sarcastic. Mm. And then she kind of sped off. And then I looked, as I saw her drive past, I saw it was her in the car driving. It was an elderly lady, like her mum. And there was a baby in the back of the car as well. So I thought, okay, I get it. She probably wanted to drop her mum and that closer to the door and the baby. And therefore, this was a good spot. And if, but then I was like, it's wrong for her to be sarky at me.
Yeah.
I didn't take your spot. I didn't nick my way in, you know, like, but that bugged me. Like I wanted to say something, but you can't go, excuse me. You know, outside you're a little bit sarcastic. I don't think you're within your rights to be that sarcastic. And I think, you know, because then, you know, I've wasted my life out of it.
Basically. And do you know what the funny thing was after all of that? So I got there a bit early that day. I was booked on a spin class. She's on the bike next to me.
Oh, of course she is.
Oh, wow.
Even worse. What do you do? What do you do? There's nothing to do. Just get on with it, isn't it?
You might become best mates.
No. Honestly, she was a prick. And I just thought, there's no need for you to be like that. Like, what is wrong with you?
You should have said to her, look, next week, I'll pick you up. You ain't got to worry about parking. All right, we'll come to spin class together. Don't worry about it. It's on me. So you can all be new friends. Right, things we've watched then. Okay, so Minecraft. I mentioned the Minecraft thing because it is good. It's one of them kind of a bit like the Lego movie, a bit like what they do. You know, when they just make it very funny. Mm. And I think Jason Momoa is very, very funny in it. Aquaman, whole thing is set on like parallel worlds and all that, and knowing yourself. It's a family movie. It's a kids movie, but
that's one actor. I don't like him. I don't know, there's something about him. Jason Momoa, and even the other fella you said, Jack Black, I don't like him either. Like, watching anything with him in it, I'd switch off.
Batista.
He's not an actor. Stick to wrestling, mate.
Oh, he's gone in there. He's in some good shows.
No, but Jack Black, even in Jumanji, I thought was really good. In School of Rock, he's really good. He's just got this kind of quirky, over-the-topness that I just think really works. I think he's very good, very likable.
Not a fan.
But Jason Momoa, you think he was in C, wasn't he, Kedge? Remember C on Apple TV?
Yeah, he was in C.
Right, he does this dark, you know, like moody guy who's lost his sight, killer, barbaric kind of character. And then he does this kind of comedic washed up, he's a washed up, you know, supposed hero in this film. He's brilliant. He's very funny. I think he steals the show. But that was good. But then I got on the plane and I watched Heretic, Hugh Grant film about, you know, non-believers of the faith.
So good,
so dark.
And also, I quite like I was saying at the time when I saw it, the whole sort of take on religion. I love that.
Yep, about control. basically.
Yeah, very clever. Very clever.
How is religion just there to control? So it makes you throws up a lot of questions, which is good. And it's very well acted. And even my wife, who watched it on the plane with me, she was like, "Oh, you put it on?" Because I said, "Let's watch this together." I said, "You'll like it." And we put on Heritage. She goes, "Oh, I thought it sounded a bit moody and a bit scary." She goes, "But it's got Hugh Grant in it. Like, it can't be scary." And then it was kind of
he was twisted in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he is twisted. So that's that. And then
would I like it? No,
you might like it because probably
too
not.
Slow. But too slow.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and there's a lack of Vin Diesel in Cars, which is anything that you like watching. There's a lack of women in thongs, fast cars, and people getting blown up or shot.
It's a slow build. That film. That's what.
Yeah, I ain't got time
for that. And I also watched 2 episodes of Adolescence. So I'm getting into that now. So that's very much at the forefront. It's brilliant. Quite hard to watch, actually, because obviously when you've got a 13-year-old boy as well, you can't help but kind of go, "Oh, and Milo's going to be 13, and you know, soon in a couple of months." You kind of think, "This is the world. This is our world. This is what's going on." So, but I'm not all the way there. I'm not that far into the series. But here's the thing I was going to mention. I watched a film on the plane after everyone was going to sleep, and I had Logan sleeping across me and Mrs. asleep, Milo's asleep. I can't sleep. I'm super tired, but now I can't sleep. So I put on another film.
Yeah.
And I put on a film with Demi Moore. I'm looking at you, Kedge.
Oh.
Demi Moore.
Yeah.
The Substance.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. I need to see that.
Bloody hell.
It's nuts.
If that isn't the weirdest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's weird, trippy weird. It's not weird like it's not making sense. It's not weird like in a
what's the substance,
right?
That's the key of the story.
You know, okay, I won't spoil it here, but you know, like the film, like The Pill. Is it called The Pill?
Yeah, The Pill with
Bradley Cooper. Or Everlasting. And there's that other
Limitless.
Yeah, and there's that one with Charlotte.
That's a great film, by the way.
Charlotte Johansson. Is it Johansson? What's that? When she does Lucy, the film Lucy, remember? And she becomes
Scarlett.
Someone with sort of, Scarlett Johansson. You know the one who's in all the Marvel movies.
You said she Charlotte. Film called, maybe a sister.
Did I say Charlotte? Oh yeah, That's what she likes to be known as. So I'm close to the family. So how we talk. And then she did a film called Lucy, and Lucy's is her character who's just got mega powers from taking something. So I thought The Substance, when I read the description, is something like that, and it's got Demi Moore in it. By the way, looks great. Demi Moore does. And effectively, okay, I'll say this because this isn't a spoiler of the film, but then you've got to watch it to see how it all psychologically unfolds and some of the most weirdest scenes you'll ever see on TV, on a film, anywhere, in terms of what happens. But basically, she gets offered the substance, and what the substance means is she gives birth, let's just say, she produces a younger version of herself so she can carry on living sort of through this younger version. But she's also still
the opening skit at the Oscars that fella did who was hosting it.
Oh, did he? Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I know. What did he? Right.
He came out of a.
He came split out of a body. Yeah. Okay. So that's what they do in it. And this film goes down a dark sort of route of what it says about you, humans, what we want, how we're greedy, how we're lacking discipline, how we just want to look young and beautiful. And by the end of it, bearing in mind, I'm on a plane. I'm sort of jet lagged, I'm a bit tired, half asleep, and there's some weird thing. When you watch this film and you realise the weird stuff going on, just know that I watched that in the dark on my own, in a surreal state.
Watched that in the dark on my own. Which one? Someone told
Jan? No, because you'll realise there's parts of it that I don't think I've seen anything so shocking. And we watched that film. Did we not all watch it? What was it called? Raw or something like that, where they would eat flesh and all things like that. Remember, it was people that got obsessed with cannibalism. I think it was called Raw. It won all these awards as well. Yeah, it came out about 8-9 years ago. And I remember seeing that in the cinema thinking, God, that's one of the weirdest things I've seen. And now this is definitely doing it. The Substance, Demi Moore, and another big actress as well who plays the prettier version of her, the younger version of her. And it's good. It's very good. But Kedge, you will definitely go love that. It feels platform-esque, you know, like Platform, where it's just like makes you think about life and all that and what it's all about. Yeah, it's one of them ones. It's good to watch. What have you seen?
Go on, Kedge.
For me, actually, I haven't had that much time to see a lot of things this week. I saw this one film, which was people were talking about it, and it was called The Rule of Jenny Penn. And this is
Teller and Penn.
The Rule of Jenny Penn. It's a horror mystery. It's you know what? It's about this guy who's recovering from a stroke, and he's living in like a care home. And he encounters this psychopathic patient, another older man, who uses a hand puppet to basically abuse the rest of the residents. It's really
I've been making this up. There is no way that this is real. Honestly,
it's real, the guys who wrote that script going into pitch it, they go, so what's it about? So set a care home, right? And there's a guy, he's got a puppet, and he uses the puppet to scare other old people. He goes, and it's a thriller, and it's really good. And I go, yeah, right. And Jenny Penn, who's Jenny Penn then?
So Jenny Penn is the puppet, and you know, it's like it was a really different, interesting story. And actually, the director tried something different. It's not for everybody. It's got like 76% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's not a rubbish film by any stretch of the imagination. It's got this, I don't know if you know, but it's got this actor called John Lithgow in it. He's a legendary actor. If you see him, you'll know who I'm talking about. And who else was the other one? I've forgotten the other guy's name now. But they're two legendary actors.
Satch, make notes, Satch, because John Lithgow. I know you love a John Lithgow film.
It was just interesting. It was one of those deep films, but you know, it's a little bit worrying, I think, if you're slightly old and you go, God, if I go to a care home, because you know, it's about the story of a bully and how to overcome a bully, basically.
Okay.
Right. Interesting.
I think just play that to every Asian parent out there, kind of go, look, this one goes on a care home, but like, the care.
To be fair, it's safe to say I'm never going to watch that. And to be fair, I should have known better from last week as well, because Kedge went on about this show with Jimmy Carr for about half an hour.
How much did you enjoy it?
So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to whack it on. Tommy said he was going to watch it, or he started watching it. I thought, all right, I don't want to miss out. I put it on for a bit. Last one laughing. Put on episode one.
Yeah.
Half an hour long.
Yep.
I didn't laugh once. I didn't find it funny. Sad. I didn't find any of the comedians. I think Jimmy Carr's quite funny, but he was rubbish in that.
But he's a host.
Do you know when you're trying to force laughter, it felt like that, and I was like, this is rubbish, honestly.
Did you see the skit that Daisy May Cooper did of when she was sitting
rubbish,
on the
rubbish rubbish that's not funny. It's like, bro, did you get to the skit
when what's his name, that guy was doing the thing about the RNLI, the lifeboat?
Oh, I didn't watch past episode one. I turned it off at about 20 minutes because I thought, this is shit. It's the worst.
You need a bit of a laugh in your life, honestly.
I don't find things like that funny. That is not funny at all. When you're trying to be funny, it's not funny. It comes across like you're forcing it. Yeah, it was awful. Yeah, awful.
They're trying to, it, and they're not trying to. I haven't seen any more of it than I've watched, but I will watch it.
Rubbish. Don't watch it.
And because what now comes up, because I watched a bit of it, it comes up on my social feed. So I've seen Judy Love just losing her mind laughing.
I don't find it funny.
A chair squeaks though, but it's more like it's the things that shouldn't make you laugh.
Oh my God, when Bob Mortimer sits in that seat, I had tears coming out of my eyes. Like I was on the floor rolling around.
Right. So what happened? Did the chair just make a funny noise? Is that what happened?
Yeah, but you can't. The social clip doesn't do any justice. You've got to watch the show for it to be in that moment.
Brilliant. Okay, so
I mean, if you don't want to laugh, then yeah, watch it. It's for that. It's last one laughing. You'll be the
winner.
You will be the last one laughing because you don't laugh.
Okay.
You've been the game. Someone give me a prize for watching it because it was terrible.
Yeah. Well, what have you seen then?
Yeah, nothing. That was the only thing I watched. And do you know, it put me off TV for the week. I didn't even watch TV.
All right then. Things we learned.
Can I go first with things I learned? Because I think I've got a wicked one this week. And
go on.
It made me think about this. I'm like, how is this happening? So my fact comes from the country of India.
Yeah.
And Lamborghini, any Lamborghini car is sold out in India until 2027. You can't buy a Lambo out there.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, you know what? They got the name from Lembar Hussein Puri. It's a Lamborghini. Yeah. Okay.
Demand. The demand for them is just so high. They can't keep up. And that's it. There's none available for another 2 years. And I thought, do you know what? That is incredible. India.
Bro.
I mean, number one, you ain't got the roads to drive a Lambo. So I don't know what you're going to do with it.
Yeah. But I mean, why would you want to bring a Lambo in the
city? In the city, you can now. In the city, you can. You just can't.
No, you can't.
You can't have it. Yeah. Well, what, you're
right. I don't know. Questionable. Nah, I wouldn't drive it around in Mumbai, you man.
Yeah. No chance.
But they got the dough. They got the dough. They can get the tyres repaired.
They got the dough, but it's just quite shocking. And it's mostly the young tech entrepreneurs that won a Lambo. That's the car.
And Rohit Sharma. Rohit Sharma was trying to roll out of his IPL game.
Has he got a Lambo as well? Yeah.
And a Lambo as well. But I think his one was that, you know, the 4x4, so slightly higher off the ground.
The Urus.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do like Urus.
Yeah, I mean, a Urus would be good there, but like a normal Lambo, like an Aventador, or something, forget about it. You'll end up in the hole, in the ground.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing. Pretty cool.
Lamborghini sold out in India until 2027. The thing I learned, I've got two. I'm going to start with this one because just in
one.
Case,
and if, just one. Tommy, I've been doing this for about 5 years now. It's
no,
just one.
I'm doing one.
If it's not good enough, don't do it.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's more than good enough.
Right. Just in case you, save that one for next week.
Just in case you think.
No. Then don't do it.
No, come on. Just do one and leave.
Just in case you think that this one doesn't qualify as a thing you've learned, it might just be a bit of trivia. But I'll let you decide. Let the people decide. It doesn't matter.
Here we go. Live, laugh, love coming up.
No. I never said she stole my money. I never said she stole my money.
Right.
I never said she stole my money. Seven words. It has seven different meanings. If you emphasize a different word every time.
Wow, love it.
So you go, I never said she stole my money.
Yeah.
I never said she stole my money. 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 You get what I'm saying? I never said
she stole my money.
Yeah. And I never said she stole my money. She stole something else. So when you emphasize that one word overly, it has a different meaning every time.
Well, I'm glad you lined up too, because that was crap. Can you go to the next one?
This
I'm not going to accept that. I'm not accepting
this
that.
This is a waste of time. This is a waste of time.
No. I think you're on your own. I think that's a good one. I think you think about it. I never said she stole my money. And now everyone's going to be doing it now. I never said she stole my money. They're going to be saying it with a different emphasis because you're like, oh, is it on the money? Is it on the her? It changes the meaning of the message.
Come on, Tommy, just get a good one out, please. Can you just give us the other one now? Come on, we've forgotten about that.
When you stir tea, you shouldn't just stir round and round and round because you create a vacuum then in the middle, and the sugar isn't dissolving in the tea. It's just moving around. The molecules are moving around, so you've got to move up and down or across. Zigzag to make this sugar, but I don't think I should have done that one. I think I should.
No,
we'll take that.
You bullied me.
4.5 equals one. We'll let you off.
We'll have that. Come on, kid.
All right. So here is who is the only person on this planet to have taken a photo of everybody in the world apart from himself?
Ooh,
an astronaut.
Yeah, good. He's going in the right place. I didn't know this, but there's a fella called Michael Collins, who was the third man who went to space alongside Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, right?
Mm.
Now, apparently, when they went to the moon, they're coming back to the main sort of spaceship in what was known as the Eagle, and they're coming back. Now, at this moment, Michael Collins decides to take a photo of these two in the little sort of module that's flying back to the mothership. You've got the moon behind it, and then behind that, you've got planet Earth. It's a famous photo. I didn't realize the significance of this, but basically, it is the only image, and it's one of the most powerful images, where you actually see basically everyone in the world in one photo, apart from the guy who took it. I thought, that's pretty incredible.
But you can't really see everyone. You can't see everyone
in the world, innit?
No, it's not.
Well, yeah, because the planet Earth's in it. So everyone in the world's in this photo,
That's like taking a picture of like the whole of, I don't know, a football stadium space. Saying I've got a picture of everyone.
No, yeah. But that's only 60,000 people.
No, but it's still the same thing. It doesn't make sense, does it?
Absolutely. You can take a picture of everyone in that stadium. Yeah, that's what it means. But this is the only time, the only way this has happened. And no one's recreated this or done anything in it. And the poor guy, Collins, he got left behind. He didn't get to go on the moon. And he also got left behind in this photo.
So have you got reserved things we've learnt this week as well?
Yeah, exactly.
No one would like that. If you say it six times with different emphasis or different words, it still means the same thing.
Yeah, okay, well done.
By the way, but it's funny you talk about space stuff because for some reason on my Instagram, when I turn it on at the moment, it's all coming up with, did they really go on the moon?
Oh.
And do you know those conspiracy videos? And I'm just like, I'll keep watching them. And do you know what? The more I watch them, I'm like, I'm not sure, you know, anymore. I'm not sure.
Right. Oh, here we go.
We got a
flat earther.
Have you seen the clip? You seen the clip of Neil Armstrong where they said, put your hand on the Bible and swear. Put your hand on the Bible.
Yeah, he didn't do it.
He wouldn't do it, yeah.
And it's not even that I think about it. Look at the amount of technology we have now. Elon's just about landing his rockets and stuff now. You think you're telling me they had that technology back then when none of us were around?
Oh, my God. Satch, I can't believe this is coming out of your mouth.
Not sure about that.
Wow. Okay.
Sure, but that's another podcast. Say that for another podcast.
It was politics. They reckon a lot of it was down to politics. But you're right. That is a whole other discussion, along with the pyramids, which I need to discuss at length. can you go and find out what's going on with the pyramids, please?
Well, I can tell you something about the Sphinx, but anyway.
Save it for next week.
I will.
Something about your sphincter for next week. There you go.
Those
muscles. Okay. Tommy looks like he's about to pass out.
I am. You know what? I've suddenly got a hot flush. I'm getting so tired. I'm jet lagged to hell. So I'm going to go to bed. Love you, boys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Until next week. Later.
Laters. Bye.